And can you respond to the concerns from the unions, firstly, that there's not enough time to respond to the proposals?
Well, I don't agree with that at all. I mean, the point about the consultation is that we have to run these things strictly by the law. So the law states we give a consultation period of 30 days.
A minimum of 30 days is the law.
That's right. Yeah, well, that's right. And so we're complying fully with what we are, with what we're supposed to do. So I don't think there's a problem at all.
Well, if the unions are asking for more time, why not give it to them?
Well, the problem with more time is that if we push further into term time when students turn up, it will cause quite considerable disruption. So we're really keen that we get through a 30-day consultation. And, you know, the managers who are running this are pretty convinced that they can find out what needs to be done within those, that 30-day period. And it gives more reassurance to staff because it allows people to know what's happening sooner rather than later.
And a second ago, you said the university would be better, faster and cheaper. I'm sure it'll be cheaper because you're losing up to 80 jobs. How can you be better and faster with less people, though?
Well, some of these jobs, again, people fail to understand, really, is that a lot of the jobs, or some of the jobs that may go in the consultation, are posts that were funded by special initiatives from the government, and those initiatives are now finished. So there's actually no more money to pay for these sorts of posts anyway. So that is part of the problem that we're trying to deal with the restructure.
So you'll stop doing 80 things, will you?
No, we won't stop doing 80 things. We'll be doing far more things than we're doing presently, because hopefully, if the restructure goes the way we hope it should develop, then we'll have much more scope, flexibility to do even more creative things than we do presently.
Does it send the wrong message, though, at a time when Northampton's getting this designated enterprise zone, when the University of Northampton is seen as being a key player in that and ensuring the economic prosperity of Northampton in the future, the uni's laying people off?
Well, I think, those are your words, not mine. You know, we are in a consultation period. Nobody has been laid off yet. Some people may be laid off at the end of the process. If that does happen, then we're in a good position to make sure that we deal as best we possibly can with those individuals and make sure we look after them and support them, if that happens. Now, the Enterprise Zone is a massive opportunity for the university to really think about how we can help, you know, the student experience, how we can take businesses into the town centre and really develop that exciting opportunity.
I'm sure we'll talk again at the end of the consultation period when there are firm numbers of jobs that will or won't be lost. I'm interested about the Enterprise Zone and the part the university will play in that, though. Are you OK to hang on for a second and we'll talk about that in a couple of minutes?
Absolutely.
OK, thanks very much, because the Enterprise Zone is huge for Northampton. The university is actually playing a key part in it. This is Professor Nick Petford, who's the Vice-Chancellor at the University of Northampton. We'll talk more about that in just a second. First, 8:15, got to get the news headlines. Here's Andrew.